The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, James and Betty share a special message from their past.
We're sharing a message that I preached back in the 70s. Billy Graham has been a wonderful friend, as has his family. And Billy called and said, James, that's the greatest gospel message I've ever heard.
Stay tuned and discover the true meaning of repentance.
But to repent of your sin is to turn your eyes upon Jesus and give Jesus your life, and then He cleans those things out of your life.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. This is the year of celebration for us. We've just celebrated the latter part of the month, our 50th wedding anniversary. Thank you for saying yes 50 years ago. Thank you for spending.
Thank you for asking me.
50 wonderful years, honey. My goodness, I just praise God for the joy of knowing her and the children and grandchildren we're blessed to have. And for the friends like you, pray for us. We want you to know that we really believe you when you say that you care about us. And you express your love and concern for others in the many ways that you reach out and help life, share life around the world. We're doing that even now with Water for Life. But I also want to mention that we are not only celebrating 50 years of marriage, but also 50 years of ministry. And we're having a celebration conference, a spiritual life conference, calling for the awakening and inspiring the awakening that we all long for that will impact in the most profound and positive way our nation and, yes, the world. We're inviting you to come to the conference and hear some of the most anointed speakers on the planet. Will we bring back some of the speakers that were so popular in the days years ago when we had, at the time, the largest Bible conference in the world? And we want to invite you to come and be a part of one at our church, Gateway. They're going to host it. They're going to let us use that beautiful facility. It's the 18th through the 20th of July. Mark it down. Go on lifetoday.org, get the information, and register. Please do that. And then remember, on Thursday, we're going to be talking about this beautiful daughter that we lost. You never think you're going to end a year and begin a year attending the funeral of your own youngest child, Robin. Boy, you talk about a warrior. And someone that lived it out, she did. Her teenage children spoke at the funeral. Her son, Chris, delivered a message that Pastor Willie George said, never in my life have I ever witnessed anything like this in some 40 years of ministry. And we agree. Well, we just thank God for your prayers and your friendship. We're sharing a message that I preached back in the 70s. Billy Graham has been a wonderful friend, as has his family, and we love them. Many of them have been our guests on the program. Billy and I have been close since I was a teenager, and he's helped me, prayed with me and for me. We went on TV because he got the vision before we did. Well, I preached this message on repentance, which is necessary for redemption, and Billy called. It aired nationwide on prime time. And Billy called and said, James, that's the greatest gospel message I've ever heard. What a compliment to come from undoubtedly the most powerful, famous preacher that's ever lived. Thank you, Billy. You've been nothing but encouragement to me. But I actually went back and listened to the message, and it did have the touch of God on it. We shared the first part of it yesterday. You can get all of it. You can download it, lifetoday.org, and watch the whole message. Download it. Play it to your old church if you want to. Now, you're going to notice I'm a whole lot younger. You might see why Betty liked me years ago and say, okay, now we know why she liked you. But I want you to listen to the message on repentance and the conclusion of it.
Most people I face in churches have repented of the consequences of their sin, but they've never repented of their sin. I hope you get the point. To repent of the consequences of your sins, to try to get away from all the bad things that are caused by your sin. But to repent of your sin is to turn your eyes upon Jesus and give Jesus your life, and then He cleans those things out of your life. You see, Jesus said, any man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And He said to His disciples, remember Lot's wife, fellas. Remember Lot's wife? Do you remember? You say, who is she? Lot's wife, I just told you. Lot's wife. What'd she do, Lord?
Do you remember I burned Sodom and Gomorrah from the face of the earth? Do you remember that? Oh, yes, Lord, we've read about that, how you burned Sodom and Gomorrah up. You remember Lot's wife? She lived with a righteous husband, the most righteous man on earth at that time. She heard the word all the time. She was surrounded with righteousness. Do you remember when they left the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you remember how wicked the city was? Do you remember that when I sent my angels to be with Lot? Do you remember that the homosexuals stood out in the street and cried out for that strange man, that guest, send him out in the street so that we can lay with him and make love with him, they cried out. Send him out. And you know what they said inside? Let us send out the girls. And they said, no. The men said, no. You send out that man. And God said, I send my fire and I destroy the city with a fervent heat. And he melted it, and he did. But Lot and his wife and his family were leaving that wicked city. God knows it was wicked. Man, it was wicked. And you know what she did? She turned around and looked back. Imagine that. She looked back. She had a longing in her heart for Sodom. Can't imagine how many people here in this place, how many people in America, they've got a longing. They got a longing for impurity. They got a longing for sex sin. They got a longing to satisfy the greed of the heart. They got a longing for it. They're always looking back. And you know why Jesus said, remember her? She was turned immediately when she turned to look back into a pile of salt. Just salt. She's gone. You say, why did Jesus want us to remember that? Because Lot's wife is a picture of many of you who are surrounded by religion, but your heart longs for the world. You know one way I know I'm a repentant, redeemed sinner, and I'm a sinner. But I've repented, I'm redeemed. You know how I know I am? I wish I could not sin. I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. And someday, my God will send his son and take me where I cannot sin. Jesus is in my heart. Do you understand that? Man, I got rhythm. I've got excitement. I got emotion, but I won't please Jesus. Why? You say, because you're really neat. No, no, because he's really great, and he changed my life. He really did. Folks, it's not what you do. It's not the things you have. It's who has you, who you know personally. You see, repentance is turning to Jesus. Repentance is trusting Jesus. Have you ever done that? I went to see a girl one time because the people asked me to. They said, there's a girl, 15 years old, that wants to meet you. She watches you on television every week, and she has for 3 years. Her name is Pam. And I said, well, I'm very busy. And that week, we had the privilege of breaking all of Elvis Presley's attendance records in the Coliseum in Mobile. Those records will never be broken because we exceeded the fire marshal limit by nearly 3,000 and turned away thousands. And finally, we moved out and went to a stadium with 25,000. And on Saturday that we were leaving the Coliseum, I went to see Pam. You know why I went to see her? Because she had a brain tumor they cut out of her head, and she was dying. When they cut the tumor out, it blinded her in one eye and paralyzed her on one side, and they wanted me to go see her. And I drove way out in the country,
And when I walked up to the house, it was a modest place. I went up and knocked on the door, and I walked in, and Pam was in front of me in a chair. No hair on her head. Totally bald. They shaved it all off. She had a terrible scar. Chemotherapy had caused her hair to fall out and never grew back. And when I walked in, the left eye was blind, and I was to her left. She couldn't see me. Her mother heard me and came walking in, and she said, "Pam, Pam, Pam, look who's here, Pam." And she came and pushed her head over, and Pam saw me. And when she did, she looked back over to Mama, and she said, "Mama, look who came to see me, Mama. Look who came to see me, Mama, look." And I went over, and Pam could move her right hand, and she grabbed my fingers, and boy, did she ever squeeze tight. And her mother stood there, and Pam's house shoes fell off her feet 3 times while I talked to her, because her feet were so thin. She only weighed about 80 pounds. Her mother showed me a whole row of trophies on the mantle. She said, "You know, Pam won those trophies swimming 2 years ago? She was a champion athlete. She had long brown hair all down her shoulders. I wish you could have seen her. She's such a beautiful girl." Pam tightened her grip on my fingers. She couldn't date. She couldn't play. She couldn't swim. But I want to tell you this. In the next few minutes, I talked to a little girl that was more full of life than anybody I've ever met. She looked at me and said, "Isn't God great? Isn't God good? Isn't God wonderful, Mr. Robinson?" And there she is, dying. And I said, "Yes, God's great, God's good." She said, "I love Jesus so much." And I finally said, "Pam, let me pray with you." And I did my ministerial duty and went beyond. I really had a love for her, you know. And I don't like the word ministerial duty. It makes me kind of sick. But I was trying to get away so I could cry. And I prayed. And just when I got through, I said, "Amen." And Pam clamped down tighter. And she interrupted my amen with her prayer. "Dear God, you're so great. Brain tumor, no hair, paralyzed. You're so great, God. I love you so much, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you." I turned and walked out of there, and I said to my associate, I said, "Have you ever seen anybody so full of life?" He said, "Never." There's a girl that was full of Jesus. You know what she did the next night? They brought an ambulance out there on that football stadium field and unloaded that precious girl on a stretcher wrapped in a blanket with a little toboggan overhead. And I sent the microphone down to her. Johnny Cash was sitting on the platform, and he couldn't sing. He started crying so hard because, you see, his 12-year-old brother died when a saw cut him in two. And Johnny watched him die. And Johnny watched him saying, "The angels are coming, Mama. The angels are coming." And that night, we nearly lost Johnny Cash for good because we put the microphone up in Pam's face and said, "Say a word to the crowd, Pam." 25,000 people. You know what Pam said? "God is so good. He's so great. Pretty soon, he's going to send the angels to take me to heaven." Pam died a week later. God sent the angels to take her to heaven. Friend, that little girl was an illustration of what happens in a person's heart when they've repented. You see, you may not be full of activities, and you may not have possessions, and you may not have pleasures that people see, but you're going to have the life and the joy of God filling your soul. Now listen to me, please. I'm healthy. I can run. I can leap. I'm strong. And I want to tell you, the same joy that filled that girl fills my heart. Because Jesus fills my life. I've repented. I turned my eyes upon Jesus, and he changed my life. Folks, It's real to me. It's not a game. It's real to me. It's not religion. It's not remorse or regret or reform. It's Jesus. His redemptive power changed my walk, my direction, my talk, my life. And he'll do the same for you. Please, please don't hold to religion and miss the joy of knowing Jesus. Too many of you are like Lot's wife. You're still looking back. You have a longing for the world. You know what I have? I have a longing for Jesus. I really do. And I've got things, but they're just dirt. They really are. They're dirt. Jesus, he's the diamond. He's the joy. Have you ever repented? Have you ever really been redeemed? Don't miss it, folks. It's too great.
And oh, how I pray with all my heart, you won't miss it. Jesus is indescribably wonderful. Regardless of where we are, where we've been, what we've done, how miserably we know we failed, he is reaching out to put his arms of love around you and to lift you up out of all the defeat, despair, and hopelessness you may have sensed, all the failure, all the sin, and make you a new person. It isn't religious efforts, not trying to reform, it's not regret, not remorse, and it is certainly not religion. It's a relationship. Turning to him, would you invite him in? Jesus, you died for me. You're an expression of the Father's love. I receive it. Your death, your life. Right now, forgive me, cleanse me. I turn to you and turn my life over to you. It's like a child. Jesus said you must become as a child or you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. There's a childlike faith, a trust. You tell a little child to jump off of a high place to daddy, they'll just jump. They trust dad. Would you leap into the arms, the loving arms of God right now? Call the number if you'd like to. Someone will be happy to pray with you, agree with you. We'd be happy to send you some Bible study material that'll help you on your new journey. And then, Betty, we're asking all of our viewers to do something that they have told us every time we give you the privilege. And I want to thank you. We want to thank you for the way you prayed for us with the loss of our beautiful daughter, which we never thought would happen. We're going to talk about her Thursday and let you meet her. You're going to be blessed because her life was a blessing. She'll be an inspiration to you. Thank you for praying for us. But right now, we want you to hear the heart cry and see the need that cannot be met. We wish someone could have come in and turned everything around for our daughter. How she believed. Why? Don't know. I do know this, what we're about to show you, there's a perfect answer for. And it will not fail. And you're the key to making it happen. Watch very closely and very prayerfully, please.
It smells like mud and dead fish. When I drink, it gets stuck in my throat.
I know the water is contaminated, but what choice do I have?
Pitch and Rosa live 19,000 miles apart, yet they share one thing in common.
My daughter suffered a kidney infection, diarrhea, vomiting, and she died because I gave her dirty water. She has been dead for many years, but still I miss her.
As I held my dying baby, I told him, I was sorry that you were born to a poor mother. My baby was suffering. All I could do was cry. He would tell me, "Mommy, don't cry." I helped him till he died.
Every 20 seconds, a child dies from a water-related disease. Without clean water, this is a tragedy that will continue to happen far too often around the world.
You know, Betty, we've said many times to our viewers that you try to imagine what it's like for a mother to lose a child, and we never knew that we would be coming on television with our audience and knowing what that feels like, but we do.
We do, James, and not something that we ever thought about or wished would happen or expected to happen in losing our child. But when I watch this mother, I think about the tears that she's shedding. And I can relate to those tears. They're heavy tears. They're tears of a broken heart, of a helpless heart that doesn't know what to do for their child. And now after our child has gone on to be with Jesus, I still shed tears, but they're different because my child is well now. These are tears of healing that I'm shedding now. That's what we want to offer to these mothers. They've lost maybe one, two children and have more that they don't expect to live if they don't get the change they need, and that's water, fresh water. Let's offer that hope, that healing in that mother's tears for her other children, that she might have the joy of seeing them grow up. Will you join with us in that?
We believe that you want to be the healing factor. You want to be the answer to their heartache, their heart cry, and their concern. And you are. By providing them a well of clean water, and we've targeted 500 areas that the missionaries have pointed us to. Water's there, it's accessible, we just need to drill a well and give them one. Where they can access clean water changes everything in their community, their village. I'm praying that God will raise up people all over the world until we can take water for life to the world and then point them to the water of life that inspired that outpouring of love. Would you drill a well? $4,800 is the cost to drill a well. I'm praying all our viewers will say, "God, let me do it," and find a way to do it, even if you have to do it in increments. But do it. Encourage others to do it. But now listen to this. The majority of the wells we drill are made possible by people who couldn't drill a well. Maybe miraculously by praying, they'll be able to. But $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. There's a level at which everyone can help. Would you dial that number? Always a prayer line for broken hearts. Now it's a lifeline to give life. Would you take your bank card, please, and use it like a check? Give the largest gift you can today. If you get a busy, and I pray so many people are calling, you might get a busy temporarily, but you press through. You be determined. I'm going to get through, and I'm going to make the gift God put in my heart. Give a well if you can. We have some special gifts to send you and to say thank you. Remember, you can also go online, lifetoday.org, or you can write a check to Life, address it to Life, put it in the mail. But call us and tell us what you're mailing. We need to know. We need to notify the missionaries and the drilling teams of all the different areas we're going to be able to do what we've set out to do because you made it possible. Thank you for your gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Beth Moore's Blessed Mornings and Restful Nights, a beautiful new daily devotional to begin and end your day in God's presence. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Morning and Evening, I Will Praise You, a 2-CD collection of 20 instrumental hymns and a companion book that shares the stories behind each hymn. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water, by artist Robert Summers. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Well, I hope you will. If you can, drill a well. If you make a gift of $1,200, $2,400, $4,800, ask for the anniversary, the celebration of our 50 years in ministry. Beautiful bronze. Robert Summers, the most renowned and respected sculptor in the world, has done a series for us, and this is one that he's done because he believes in the outreaches of life, and we want to send this to you if you're able to help us at that level, and thank you. I do pray you can drill a well before the year's out. We have other gifts that we're sending you that I know will be a blessing. You're going to have blessed mornings and restful nights. Beth Moore will be a blessing to you. We love her and thank God for her. I know you look forward to listening to her every week here on Life Today. Remember, we'll be talking about this beautiful, beautiful daughter. I want you to look how much those two smiles look alike. She was in a Jeep with her mother, riding around on a ranch, just having fun with her children. And that was before she had been attacked by the awful disease of cancer. We're going to talk about her on Thursday. We want you to meet her. You're going to see her as a child when many people watched her all over the world. And then she went out on her career to be a wife and a mother. And I'm telling you, she was an example of what Jesus called abundant life. You don't want to miss that on Thursday. Thank you for helping us share water. Thank you for lifting our family up with your prayers, for the wonderful communication. If you didn't read on jamesrobinson.net about this beautiful girl at the beginning of the year, go back and read. You'll want to pass on some of those insights and inspiration because it'll help heal broken hearts. I promise you it will. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
I just move you out of your affliction and then you get to be all victorious. What about being victorious in the affliction?
Overcoming your afflictions tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.